الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers the ayat of the Quran Sharif which I just recited you heard also in the khutbah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given a very very clear message to all Muslims that we should fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in other words we should stay away from anything that displeases him we should adopt taqwa in our lives and that we should not die except as Muslims when iman is in with us and we have Islam then our khatima must also come on Islam and Iman. We should live as Muslims and we should die as Muslims. Now this verse you have heard many times and especially in the light of what has happened in America it is a very very clear warning for all of us. Last night in my bayan I mentioned very clearly certain points and I have no hesitation in repeating those facts in the short time that I have for this Jummah occasion. The reason is that the audience is different and everybody seems to be worried and concerned as to what should be our reaction to whatever is happening in America. I mentioned last night that there is no doubt that Sharia or Islam does not condone or sanction the taking of a plane of hostages and then going and smashing it against some tower. In the plane there will be innocent children, women, Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone. The method of the operation we may disagree with and indeed it is not something that is condoned by Sharia or by Islam. However, it is history that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has always sent down his azab, or most of the time his azab comes in the form of tyrant rulers, oppressors, tyranny. This is a form of azab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends upon the nations. So that does not mean that the person who is oppressing is beloved in the sight of Allah ta'ala. It does not mean that the person who is tyrannizing is loved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tyranny will be condemned, oppression will be condemned. But what we have to understand that it is a form of azab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends when people forget who the Creator is and indulge in those sins and those vices which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have condemned and has promised that if you are going to indulge in these type of sins and vices then Allah Ta'ala's azab will come, His wrath will come. How it is going to come Allah Ta'ala alone knows. So it is our belief, at least it is my belief, that the pride which America had of its wealth, of its power, of its might, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed that pride. Nobody cried and nobody teared when those yatim children were crying for their parents in Palestine, in Kosovo, in Bosnia, in Serbia, all these places, thousands and thousands of bombs were thrown. Thousands and thousands of people lost their lives. And who does not know what happened in World War II? The detonation of the bombs at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, what amount of damage to life and property it created. The effects of that are still felt up till today. And the 400,000 or 500,000 people of Iraq on whom bombs were being rained upon as if they were nothing to be really talked about, as if they were not even human beings. When they were surrendering and putting their hands up, still bombs were being thrown upon them and there was nobody to tear and cry for them. We are not talking about who Saddam Hussein is and what he did. We are talking about those who talk about humanity and human relationship and humanitarian concerns. And thereafter again the sanctions which brought about such amount of destruction. The babies cried for milk, but there was no milk. And we all know that those bombs which were rained upon those shelters in which innocent people were taking shelter. So all that is history which is before everybody's eyes and sight. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is very, very just. What you do unto others will happen to you. After that, innocent people will get caught up in the crossfire that is expected. So on the one hand, we don't condone, we don't say that what was done or the operation in the manner in which it was carried out was something that was justified. We definitely do not agree with that. But on the other hand, when I was in America just last week, and at Washington, just near the Pentagon, just when we were passing by there, I was told that this is the Pentagon. There is a car park of about 65,000 cars there, and 45 to 50,000 people work there, and this is the military nerve of the American nation. So at that time I couldn't help but make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must shake up the military might of the American government because of the injustices that they are doing throughout the world. So that we cannot help. We are not talking about the method of operation or whatever has been done. That is a different issue. We don't condone that. Definitely we sympathize with those people who lost their lives. It could have been our families that could have been in those planes. It could have been ourselves that could have been in those planes, just making an innocent trip. So that is a different issue altogether. But wherever you go there, the only thing that you used to hear, that you could hear, was the greatness of the American nation. We are a great nation. We are the greatest military might in the world and power in the world. We have the greatest or the tallest building in the world. We have the greatest this and the greatest that. The greatness of America and its assets and its properties and its buildings and its lakes and its parks and its economy and its gold and its silver and its dollar was about the only thing that you could hear. Even those family members, if they have to take you around for a small tour, then they talk about the greatness of the buildings and the greatness of this and the greatness of that. So in practically every talk of mine in the different masajid and in the different places that was given, and to my friends that were with me, I told them that take the greatness of America out of your hearts. There is no greatness in America. Put the greatness of Allah Ta'ala into your hearts. Because these tall buildings, they are standing on the ground which belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala makes it shake a little, all will come collapsing down, and the might of America cannot save it from collapsing. So take the greatness of America out of your hearts. What is great? You're talking about your great culture. What is that great culture? That filthy, dirty culture, you call it great culture. You travel from one end of Manhattan to the other end, and what do you see? Cinemas upon cinemas, theaters upon theaters, gambling dens, and all the filth and porn of the world is all being exported from there, and we call that great culture. If that culture does not bring about the wrath of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then what it does? The only problem is that we, the Muslims, are so weak, that we have got no voice, we have got no guts, we have got nothing to talk about. Because I told my friends in America that unfortunately, instead of being role models and giving them what Islamic culture is, we have been absorbed so much into that culture that even the so many hafizes of the Quran Sharif, so many ulama that are there for the past 20 years and 30 years, there are so many of them that are there. But because they came in there for just dollars and nothing else, So there is no sign left of even Islam in their lives. So many huffazes I was introduced to, and their problem was that how do we make Jummah Salat? We cannot make Jummah Salat in this company that we are working for, and we are right in the center of Manhattan, and this is our problem and that is our problem. Yet just a few miles away from there, a $22 million masjid has been built recently, two-thirds of which has been given by Kuwait or something like that was written there. So it's a sad state of affairs. When we are going to be absorbed like that, then what culture are we going to show to them? So whatever is happening is because we do not have Islam in our lives. How many people are dying without Islam? And yet they were born Muslims. So I said, you have to get that greatness of America out of your hearts and put the greatness of Allah Ta'ala into your hearts. Because as I mentioned last night, that whosoever claimed greatness, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought about destruction upon that person. If you say that I am great, then you are challenging Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's greatness. The Spanish Armada, they said it was an invincible Armada. And we all know that that invincible Armada was defeated. The Titanic, they said it was the unsinkable ship. And the unsinkable ship sank in its very first voyage. In the maiden voyage, the unsinkable ship, with all its equipment, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala caused it to sink. Anyone who claimed greatness, then it is a challenge to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So to say we are the greatest military power, and nobody can fight us, and nobody can move us, and nobody can challenge us, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses such ways and means of humbling them that it baffles our imagination. So we don't agree with whatever happened, and the method and manner in which it happened, that we sympathize. It's a loss of innocent lives. But at the same time, it humbled this so-called great military power. And Allah Ta'ala can still humble it if the Muslim nations of the world have some sort of imani jazba and spirit in them. A picture which appeared in one of the newspapers there, an elderly Muslim mother of ours, wearing her scarf and hijab and in her cloak and doing shopping in some marketplace in Israel. A 9-year-old boy kicks her. Somebody is pulling her scarf and somebody is spitting on her face, and the Muslim Ummah watches. Those countries of the world which claim to be Muslim countries and they are Muslim powers, if somebody had to do that to one of their mothers or sisters, would they still have been complacent and comfortable with it? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is such that there is justice in it. Whatever you do will be done to you. On the 27th night of Ramadan, I was in a village during my student days in one of the villages in India, and I was at my aunt's place. The neighbor's son gave the father one tight shot, 27th night of Ramadan. In an argument, the son hit the father, gave him one tight slap. It was very shocking, the 27th night of Ramadan, and this son gave his father one slap. So my old aunt, she said, there's nothing to be surprised, because this father gave his father a slap on the 27th night of Ramadan. And then she says that it is reported that he did the same thing to his father. And there are many incidents. As you do to others, so will it be done to you. So that military might which was used to suppress others, every way in the world that tentacles were spread, it used to create such anger in ourselves, but we could do nothing. And raining bombs on others outside America was like a big joke. So at Washington and in New York and other places, this was my message, that, oh my dear American brothers, it seems that you have been carried away and washed away in the culture of this country. Return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Greatness lies in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. These huge buildings and so-called military might and power, it becomes nothing if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to shake it up. Just take snowfall. Just here yesterday they said so many roads were closed because of the snowfall. And there in America when it snows, and there's so much of snow that no plane can take off, no train can take off, no bicycle can move, and no car can move. So what is the power of America if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to ground the forces and ground the planes? He only has to send some snow, and that's the end of all the power. When the spider builds its webs, I said, this concrete jungle that you are looking at, it is like the spider's webs. Because it's all based on nothing but interest, interest and interest. One manager of an airline company there, who attended my programs, and he was very, very impressed and carried away and didn't want to leave me after that. So then he tells me, he says that practically every home that you are seeing here is on interest. They say they are rich. He says, but I know. Then I met another banker there, who is a retired banker. And he says, Maulana, practically every Muslim here or non-Muslim, all these homes and factories, big, big buildings and whatever you are seeing here, it is nothing but interest economy. Borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. Every person in America, there may be a few exceptions, is nothing but a slave to the banks. This World Trade Center and all these other big, big institutions, what is the biggest business there? Banking. Say, they are all slaves of the banks. They have been tied down for 30 years, 40 years. They will go on paying through their noses. Nothing really belongs to them. Their cars are on interest. Their homes are on interest. Their furniture is on interest. Everything is on interest. And he says, outwardly they say, we are great, we are great. And they walk with pride and arrogance. So we have to take a lesson from that. The greatness is in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And don't put a value on ourselves. Don't put a value or tag on ourselves by looking at how much we own. Our value is not how much we own. A person can own millions and billions, but his value in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is how much of taqwa he has in his life. If the person is multi-rich but he's got taqwa, then he is in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala esteemed. If he's extremely poor but he's got taqwa, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala holds him in esteem. So it is not how much you have or what you don't have. It is how much of taqwa you have in your lives. So this was the message that I repeatedly gave to them there. And just a few days ago, that same ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited last night, but there's no time to go into details, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَزَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala gives you the example of that city, of the town, of the township, or whatever you may take it, where the people were enjoying. The people were enjoying both security and peace. They were enjoying security and they were enjoying satisfaction. Their risk and their sustenance was coming from all sides, with ease and with comfort. They did not have to make any real effort. Allah Ta'ala was providing for them from different sources very, very easily and comfortably. But then, as is customary and as is common, that when plenty of wealth comes, it brings about rebellion against that same creator who is providing that wealth. We will use the same food, the same wealth, the everything that is provided by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for his disobedience. And not only will we use it for his disobedience, but we will brag about our sins. We will express great happiness and satisfaction in our sins. So So he said, these people also, this is what they started doing. They started making kufr of those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, kufran of those ni'mats. They didn't show appreciation of those ni'mats. They started abusing it. They started misusing that wealth. Then Allah Ta'ala gave them two azab. Just to explain to you, two azab. And Allah Ta'ala says, libas al-ju, how we wear our garments, like that the garment of hunger and fear, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala clothed them in. So I mentioned to them there that in South Africa we have already faced this azab, that we've got everything, but this garment has already covered our bodies and our hearts, that there is fear everywhere. The person that's conducting his business is in fear, he's looking around this side, that side, that there must be no hold up. The person who's carrying his money to the banks, he has to look 10 times left, right and center to check that there is nobody that's following him. We are prisoners in our homes, prisoners in our businesses, prisoners in our cars, prisoners everywhere that we are going. All of us are in the same boat. Such kind of fear has gripped us that at night if there is a little movement or a little shake up on the door, then we know that it's a hold up. When we are coming out, we cannot drive our car out of our garages anymore without that fear that there could be somebody that is lurking in the dark there. I say we have already been gripped by that fear. And hunger, some people are suffering truly hunger, and other people have got the hunger of wealth, that no matter how much Allah Ta'ala gives them, but they say it's not enough. They will still go to the banks and carry on interest, and they will buy this property and that property and that property on bond and bond and bond, or they will put the money on investments which are haram, but they want more and more and more. So there is a form of hunger which will never be satisfied until the qabr sand will go into the system. When the body is laid into the qabr and the sand will go into the mouth, that's the only thing that will fill that stomach. So I said, you do not have to head for the same disaster. At present, if you've got a little bit of security, then make shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and stay away from sins and those things that are displeasing to Him. Otherwise, be prepared. Allah Ta'ala's azab will come, and after that you will look this side and that side and there will be nobody to come to your assistance. And it will come in such forms that you will not even know what has hit you. And I just returned from there, and all these incidents took place. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect them, protect us, and protect the entire ummah from all the fitnas that are pouring upon the ummah. It is time that we get up from our ghaflat, from our indifference, from our negligence, and we make rujoo and turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because that's the only thing that will bring about peace and happiness, sukoon in our hearts. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. And may Allah Ta'ala give hidayat to the entire Muslim Ummah. And also, we must make a lot of dua that these enemies of Islam who are all now ganging together and getting together and planning to destroy Afghanistan or Pakistan or whatever they've got in mind, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must cause all their plans to fail. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must cause their plans to fail. Allah Ta'ala must give such nusrat and madad and help to the Muslim Ummah that these people, no matter what they may be planning, but it must be proven that Allah Ta'ala is the best of all planners. But that will come when the Muslim Ummah itself changes. Brothers, it hurts you go to any shop there in America, in the Manhattan and New York line, and the best of Muslim businesses, people are from Yemen, they are from Arabia, from other parts of the world, and they will be introduced as Muslims, but in their shops and businesses, if there is no alcohol, then it's not a business. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.